Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Clay Mathis of the Institute of Ranch Management at the King Ranch. Back with Clay in just a moment. Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Saturday, April 21st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. You can also view it via SuperiorClickToBid.com and on the Cowboy Channel with Superior Livestock. 168 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, over 100 registered Angus heifers and more. Call them for details, 405-350-0044, or go to the website to download a sale book, videos, and more, ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's annual grass time sale, Saturday, April 21st.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Dr. Clay Mathis is the executive director of the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management. And he says one thing that he's learned down through the years is that a successful ranch manager is always willing to be a learner.
Having a feel for what technology exists that is effective and proven effective, and what technology is in front of us, that awareness is really important, because you're right. We can be overwhelmed by all the things that can increase our profit or productivity by 5%, but it is not additive. You can't just stack all those technologies together and get some 100% increase in productivity. Now, where people find that right information, because no manager has time to understand it all, they've got to have a good network of people, a good people that are experts in different areas to call and get guidance. That's really important.
Today we're obviously talking a great deal more about the need to be transparent, be call for sustainability, the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, all these things. And, you know, it all kind of starts at the cow-calf end of the business. How does a successful ranch manager, you know, handle that end of the responsibility for the industry?
Well, we have to be aware that someone is always watching. And as an industry, we do a great job of taking care of animals and doing things the right way. But we have to know that someone is always watching. And even if things can be misinterpreted, we can't let decisions made or actions taken, even if feeling justified, be misinterpreted. We've got to be aware. And so we have to be on our toes. But this is not problematic. It's just a function of awareness. We do a great job in this industry of taking care of animals well and land.
The demand for the graduates of your program, is it less? Is it growing? And, you know, what's the interest out in the industry to having that extra education, that extra training?
We have been fortunate at the King Ranch Institute to have more job opportunities for our students than we have total students. Our students have landed jobs very successfully. On average, our students manage almost 4,000 cows and a little over 130,000 acres. So we only have 35 alumni, but they've also got about 400 employees underneath their collective umbrella. And it's nearly 5 million acres. So the reason that they're getting such good jobs, they start our program with a lot of experience. With the context of that experience in management and managing ranches, we're able to provide an opportunity for them to develop and grow on their own. And it's been successful. I didn't create the model, but it was a great model, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
And, you know, it's interesting to me that you're also doing other educational opportunities beyond just that full-time relationship with students.
Yes, we have a number of outreach events, usually between 6 and 8 outreach events per year. Those events cover anything from prescribed burning to managerial accounting for ranchers to managing farm and ranch employees. And so we've got a number of events. They're designed for those people that are in the workforce, so those people that are managing ranches and involved in agriculture, leadership, and management, to have a place to come and learn from experts. We don't normally teach those. We try to hire the best consultants in the country to teach on each specific topic. So those that are teaching our lectureships are very experienced in the practice of what they're teaching, and that's important to us.
Dr. Clay Mathis, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.